I'm David Brancaccio in New York. During the now concluded government shutdown, it was tough for many, including those trying to gauge the health of the U.S. economy. Some data were available, some not. This week, we'll be watching to see what the Commerce Department, the Bureau of Economic Analysis, the Agriculture Department start reporting as those outfits get back to work. Also, one group of big users of this data, the guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve, meet tomorrow and Wednesday. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Back in mid-2018, the U.S. economy was running really hot, and the Fed was raising interest rates to try and prevent overheating. Then, in December, the market tanked and the government partially shut down, throwing a few wrenches into the machine. Now, there's another complication. The Fed is missing key economic reports that weren't released during the shutdown. But analyst Tom Essay at Seven's report says the Fed has enough data to know.
There are clear signs that the U.S. economy and the global economy is losing momentum,
giving the Fed ample justification to pause and wait for fresh economic data. One wild card now on the table, figuring out how much the shutdown changed the long-term economic outlook. Paul Ashworth at Capital Economics says going without pay caused a lot of pain for those 800,000 federal workers, but
that's well below 1% of people in work, so the overall impact on the national economy will be fairly modest.
Especially since formerly furloughed workers will get back pay. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.